Good morning. We're on Masechet Samech Hay, and we're starting at the bottom. You have Samech Dalid Amud Bet. So, Amar Rabbi Sheshet. Amar Rabbi Sheshet. I'm sure Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said like this: Yachol ani liftor alam klo min adin. He can save the whole world from all their punishment. Rashi says, "Aviya litor al kol yisrael b'nachlas baruch hu davar shiftru kulan midina laatid lavo lomar shehein." The Bach changes here from sochrim shikorim to shogegim. He says, because they are shogegim and need pasin ala bonam. They're basically all Amishel, the sins about Amidish been destroyed until now, are all beshogeg, and therefore nobody should be held chayiv. Basically, the pasuk that he uses over here is lachen shivin azot aniya uschurot v'lo miyayin, that they're poor and they're drunk. So I suppose if you're a drunk guy, you're acting, without any intent. So therefore, you should be patu. So more about also kasha on it, maitive. It's like a shikor mikro mekach. A drunk guy does a deal. The writer says he deals a deal. Umim karo, umim karo. He sold something. It's a sale. Avara verash esh bamita. Memitinoto. If he committed a capital punishment, capital offense, even though he was drunk, he's chayav mita. Malkot. He was chayav malkot. Malkinoto. Klalo shel davar, says the writer. Arei hu kepikach lechol dvarav. Right? He's like a pikeach. Other bat, what isn't he like a pikeach for? She patur min ha-tfila. Right? He's patur from the tfila. So the Gemara is saying, well, a drunk is a drunk. It's not our problem that he's drunk. He's still responsible. So the Gemara says over here, so I'm Rabbi Chanina. So my whole life toward the kamar. Says, nami midin tfila. So he says, I think that's basically the whole thing, is that he can patur him not from all the punishment in the world, but from din tefillah. Because look at Rashi, we din tefillah. Im daninoto al shelo ayu palim kavana yachol ani potran. If he daven without the right kavana, on that, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I can find a ptor for him because he happened to have been drunk. Now Rabbi Chanina, lo shna ele shelo higia disruato shelot. So now Rabbi Chinuch comes along and says, wait a second, right? When we said previously that he's still chayav and all the things that he did, even though he had been drinking, that's so long as he wasn't as drunk as Lot was, right? He patur from everything, he was as drunk as he was. Amar Chinuch. Ko now, why are we mentioning over here this Rabbi Chanina, who just mentioned this halacha over here? Now, Amar Chinuch again. Ko lamafik migan b'shat gava sogrin v'chotmim tzarot ba'ado. Now, there's a bit of a machloket over here in the Gemara itself. What does this mean over here, right? Rashi says, "Yakod mafik megen," right? So now, a person who pulls out a shield, okay, from mafik motzi. So a guy who pulls out a shield, there's a pasuk that says, "Gaba afik emeginim sagul chotam zor." Person who pulls out a shield, v'chobim tzort ba'ado. Look at Rashi. He says, "Over here, ma'avir tfilat magen Avraham she'eno omra." So the Gemara goes over here. Rashi says, if you basically you mention or you don't mention, we'll see in a second, Magen Abraham in the davening, if you do a part of Beshat Gaba, what's Beshat Gaba? Beshat Shikrut, the Palel. Especially if you say you daven during the time when you drank, because if you never dare davened. Right? Shneimar Gaba Afika Magrim, so Goro Chotem Tzar. My Mashmed Ha Afik Lishne Da Avurehu. So the Gemara says, where do you get from this Afik Aviyah, bringing it out, is really the Lashon of Avurah, that he went along and did it. Tichtib Achai So that's the way they explain it. Rabbi Yochanan says it a little bit differently. Yochanan Amar Kol She'eno Mapik Itmar. Whoever doesn't bring out the shield. Look, in other words, whoever doesn't do it properly. My Mashma, the High Mapik Nishne the Giluhu. He says because basically you don't bring out a shield. Now you're exposed. Tichtiv Bayiru Afikemai Bayigulu Mosdot Tevel. Okay, so the Gemara says, now Michtai cry Mashma Bein Lamar Bein Lamar. But since we see the pasuk can support either side, either you bring out a shield or you don't bring out a shield. You daven properly, you don't daven properly, etc. When you're drunk, says Ikebe. Now, Rav Sheshet, what's Rav Sheshet's story? Rav Sheshet masar shinatei l'shamei. What does it mean, masar shinatei l'shamei? He was very. He overhead a bit of drink, and he told his shamas, look at Rashi. Amar lo hanicheni lishan ma'at. Let me sleep a little bit. Kshiagi zman tefila akitzeni. Wake me up for davening. Rav Chanina de Amar Avuri Baye, right? Late led Rav Sheshet v'asli palel. So Rav Chanina said, you aren't allowed to daven. So therefore, he doesn't buy into this idea of the Rav Shesh. Rav Shesh said to Yishamas, wake me up. Rav Chinah says, no, don't wake him up. Let him sleep until he wakes up by himself. Rav Yochanan would say, no, have a little bit of a shlof and Yishamas can wake you up. So even if you haven't been 100%, you know, recovered fully, you could daven. My dad, Rav Shesh, my late Rav Shesh. Aruch Yom Rashi Amarav, kol she'en da'atom yushevet alav. So while we're on the subject over here of a bit of alcohol, he says, whoever's mind is not 100% clear, al yitpalel. Don't daven. Okay? Mishum shneemar, what? Because it's quite a pasuk over here. But betzar al yore. While you betzar, right? Tzar over here, I suppose, meaning that you're a little bit intoxicated. Al yore. Now, if you look at Rashi over here, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. If you notice, there's no reference to that pasuk anywhere on the Gemara, right? Look at Rashi over here. Batzar al yore, badakti achar hamikra ze. Rashi says, I look for this pasuk. Ve'eino b'chol aktuvim. It's not anywhere in the whole of Tanakh. Can't find it. He says, b'shema b'sefer ben sirahu. Maybe it's in Ben Sira. Now, I know Ben Sira was one of the Sfarim that Chachamim didn't like so much. And there's a lot of quotes and etc. It says, maybe it's a quote from Ben Sira. Okay, maybe. Rabbi Chanina, b'yomet teratach. Now, while we're on the subject of when you aren't 100% miyushav, right, so your mind isn't 100% clear, stay away from all this davening. So it says, Rabbi Chanina, b'yomet teratach, when he was, but I think, b'yomet teratach, no, Rashi and Yom HaDeratach. How did that translate to Yom HaDeratach, by the way?
Angry,
okay. Lo Matzli. Okay, that's what I thought it was. I don't know what it was. So he wouldn't have it. Amar Batzal Yorei. Same idea. He quotes the same passage which Rashi confined. Right? Mar Ukva Yom HaDeshuta. So Mar Ukva Yom HaDeshuta. Look at Rashi now. Yom HaDeshuta. Ruach Jomit Menashevet Bo V'chazaka. So a southern wind was blowing. Very, in other words, like strong winds outside. He's obviously a little bit nervous. So he lo have nafik le beit din. He wouldn't go to beit din. Right? So now, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hilchata bayi tziluta ke yome de astana. So look at this. Look what he says over here. Rav Nachman says, hilchata bayi tziluta ke yome de astana. Look at Rashi over here. Tziluta daat tzlula. Right? So for all these things, you need to pask an aloha. If you're going to be a judge, you have to have a clear mind. Like when the northerly wind blows, the northern wind, Yom Orahu, right? Venoach Lakol, so it's a great day. Anyway, he's happy about it. Why didn't Am Yisrael have Britot while they were in the 40 years in the desert? Because there wasn't a northerly wind. Right, but when the southern winds are going, you don't give brises, you don't do anything. Basically, southern winds are dangerous winds, northern winds are the winds that heal. So in the desert, they never had the northern wind, which was a cooling breeze, which would heal the body. Therefore, they stayed away. So too here. If he never had a good day with southern winds outside, he wouldn't go to Beit Din. Amar Abaya. Remember, we've seen lots of times before that Abaya had this stepmother, right, who brought him up. And she was a very wise woman, and he often quoted her a lot. But he'd say, if she asked him, right, if Amr Liam, if she had said to him, Kariv Kutcha, right, what is a Kariv Kutcha? Look here, Afilu Tzivui Avodah Kala Etam Vateretoti. If she'd ask him to help out in the least amount of way, right, that would throw him off and he wouldn't be able to learn, right? Lord Tanai, right, once it happened, Lo Aiti Shone Kamoshali, I would be able to learn like I'd learned. Now, this is quite common with people who have got attention deficit. You know, they need to be fully focused on something. And if you make them, throw them a little bit off their order, so they lose it. I don't know if Abaya had attention deficit, right, from the amount of his spec. I don't think he had that problem. It just shows you that he had a 100% fully focused mind, that if he had been asked to even do a small chore around the house, it's a good excuse, this, by the way, right? Your wife asks you to help, he's like, I really can't. It's going to throw me off my learning. I'm just not going to be able to focus for the day. Now look at this. Rava said as follows. If he got bitten by kikinim, like lice, if he had a bit of a lice attack, so that would be too much for him as well. He wouldn't be able to manage to concentrate. Now look over here. So the Gemara says as follows: Mar bereid Ravina. So obviously Ravina, right? Avdelei Eime. So Mar bereid Ravina's son also seemed to have a problem with the lice. So Avdelei Eime Sheva Mani Sheva Yomesh. He'd have him set aside 7 sets of clothing that every day of the week he'd change his clothes. And so in times of Chazal, it was very uncommon, right? You didn't change your clothes every day. You change your clothes once a week for Shabbos. But his mother knew that he was very aware, very sensitive to the lice in their clothes. Is it lice? Lice in their clothes. So she would have him a separate pair of clothes every day. So every day he'd get a nice washed pair of clothing. So he wouldn't have to worry about the lice. I'm Rav Yehuda. Lo avre lilia elila shinta. So he said, like this, Rav Yehuda says on this, the night was only created for learning. Why? Otherwise, why do you have the night? Right, because you're going to work during the day, so that's why the night, so that you can learn. So I'm Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Lo ivrei sihara.
Sleeping, Darren.
What?
Sleeping, not learning.
Oh my God. I thought it was from Shintav, like Lishanot et Torato. Did he say he's sleeping? I was giving the kafsa. I'll tell you why I said it in a second. I mean, what you're saying to me makes sense. There's no Rashi over here, but I just thought Lila Ele Lishinta is from Lishanot, but it could be Lishana to sleep. Shena, okay. Because Amrav Shimon ben Lakish, Lo Ivrei Sihara Elil Girsa. That's why I thought that. Because Rav Lakish said that the whole purpose of the moon was to be able to learn. Right? What's the that's definitely the Girsa. Sahara the Girsa, that I'm certain about. Right? So Amrav Leila Rabbi Zaira. Mechadid and Shmaitin, when that said Rabbi Zaira, your Torah was very sharp. Amrav Lehu, the Yamame Ninu. He says, that Dafka was learning that I did during the day. So he says, opposed to Rav Lakish, that during the day your learning is better than at the night. Okay, so maybe there's something in sleeping at night. So Amar Lei Baritad Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda's daughter said to him, Lo Baye Bar Minim Pur, don't you have to sleep a little bit? Don't you have to lie down, have a bit of a sloth? You're learning all day long. So Amar La, now to be honest with you, Razad, my wife, actually says this all along. I don't know if she does this at Gemara. I must tell her. But she says this to all along, to my kids as well. So Amar Lei, Hashta Atu Yome Dariche Vekatine. Veninum tuvi. He says the days are gonna come, long days are gonna come. Right? Atu yome darichhe ukatin. Look at Rashi. Ariche yome ariche yamim shu bekever. When you're in your grave, you're gonna have long days. Ariche, lishon, to sleep. Veketina, they're gonna be small, la sok patrava mitzvahs. Right? Veninum tuva, they will have to sleep plenty. So he says, don't worry, don't rush to sleep now while you're alive. You're gonna have your whole life till to sleep. Okay? Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Anan Polin de Yamame. Anan. He says, we workers during the day. Right? Now, when he says, yeah, workers during the day, you'll see in a moment, I think that he means, yeah, we workers in the day, we learn Torah during the day. Rav Nachman by Yaakov Yazi for Parah. Look at Rashi. Haya Kovelo Lishanot Kach Vekach Prakim Beyom. So he'd set aside himself a certain amount of Prakim every day that he'd have to learn. Vaya Ragila Sok Beyom, and he'd learn during the day. Upamim Shayat Tarudim Zenotav Beyom. Sometimes he had to, for Parnosa's sake, he had to get a bit of a job or work a bit longer hours than he planned. Uforeya kviut ito balai. He'd make up that time at night. In other words, he set aside a certain amount of time a day for learning. It's a good minhag, by the way. That's what kovei itim b'torah is all about. He set aside time for learning. And you don't do it, you make it up. Remember, I think I heard from Rabbi Lau when we had Rabbi Lau become the chief rabbi. Remember, we had a Shabbos in Tel Mont and he came here for Shabbos. Remember, those of you that remember that? And he spent the Shabbos here, and he told me that every child that was born, he took upon himself something extra to learn. And he excused himself because he had to go. He hadn't made up something yet. He normally had a Seder in the morning. I don't know, he gave a shir before shul, whatever the case was, and therefore he was left behind. So he excused himself. He had to go and learn some prakim of nach that he says that he took upon himself every child in this new latest child of his that was born, or grandchild. He had to do some nach. And yes, yeah, so you make it up, you. Yeah, you have kviut. Okay. I'm Rabbi Nazar. So now, if you're traveling and you're on a journey, 3 days down daven. Now, imagine how you don't come to soup for 3 days because you just come back from a journey. Right? Shlosha yamim. Shleimar. Wow, quite a pasuk over here. The pasuk says, "Betzaim el anar abayil ahava v'nachne sham yamim shlosha." So after he passed over the river on his journey, he went there and he settled down for 3 days. Va'avine va'am va'kohanim u'vinei Levi lo matzati sham. And that's why she looked to daven. So he says over here, v'nach l'shem yamim shlosha. Rashi says over here, what does it mean, yamim shlosha? She'en datom yushevet ala b'bnei torach haderech, because you aren't relaxed. Va'avine va'mashem. Okay, avod Shmuel. So Shmuel's father, ki'ati baruch, when he came on the way from a journey, lo matzle tlati, wouldn't have him for 3 days. Shmuel lo matzle b'bita de'it bei shikra. So Shmuel, even if in a place there was shikra, right? So if there was anybody drunk around or whatever, he couldn't concentrate. If there was a drunken around, the alcohol around, whatever, it would freak him out. Rapapa lo matzle b'bita de'it bei harsena. There's a Likut Rashi over here from Masechet Shabbos. We learned this harshen is dagim ktanim etuganim b'shemen, little fried fish that are fried in their oil. It's like I don't know, not even David's not here this morning, but like when people eat this like salt herring around Steve and all of that, like their salt herring, I can't concentrate. I can identify exactly here with Rav Papa. That's Rav Chanina. This is quite amazing. Look at this. Kola mitpate. If I understand this correctly, he says over here, kola mitpate. Rashi says, shemefaisin oto al davar. So a person was angry, and you came to appease him. Umitratze keshe tov libo b'yayin. And then there's a bit of wine, but the wine doesn't overcome him. In other words, he manages his drink. Okay? That's what I think he's saying over here. He says, "Kol mitpane b'yenu yesh bo midat kono." So, what does it mean? Yesh lo midat kono. He has elements of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shneimar, why? Because says with the pasuk over here, with after the mabul, vayarach Hashem edreach hanichoach. Noach made a korban. Vayom Hashem ribon. He smelt the korban Hashem. He said, "Lo sif lekaret olat adamah bavur adam ki etzer lev adam rabun urav." He realized that's just human nature. People are bad, and therefore we're not going to punish them anymore so drastically. So we see that Hashem, the incense of the korban, had an effect on him that calmed him down as well, so to speak. Right? So he says, "Vayach Hashem edreach hanichoach." So to Aviyah, a person from the wine is calmed down. So he, in a sense, he's relaxed and appeased. Is similar to Hashem. Amar b'chir kol amityashev b'yeno yesh bo dat Hashem b'yesh bo dat shivim skainim. Is anybody mityashev? Because shotei yain v'ein dato mitrafato. So sato aviyah. He drinks wine and he stays relaxed. He stays calm. Right. So he's got the dat of shivim zakenim. Why shivim zakenim? Because it says yayin nitan b'shivim otiot. Wine. If you take the gematria of wine, yud 10 and 10 is 20, and nun is 50 is 70. Right, v'sod nitan b'shivot, and sod as well. Samach vav is 10, right? Sorry, samach is 60, and vav and dalet is 10, so you got 70, right? So nichnas yayin yetzei sod. We all know that, right? Nichnas yayin yetzei sod. What wine goes in, the secrets come out, right? But here, amit yashev b'yeno, right? So you don't, you control it. The sod doesn't come out. So since you were able to control the sword, you drank the wine, but you never let the sword out, right? You've got the dat, like shvim zekain, in other words, they were people as well, could be trusted. Lo nivra yayin. So now the Kavodah Bacha V'yeh says, lo nivra yayin ba'olam hazeh. He adds in the words, wine in this world was only created for one reason. Lenachem aveilim uleshalem schal reshaim. Okay, for two reasons, right? Firstly, that aveilim, people who are in grief, in strife, can find a bit of comfort, have a bit of a schnapps that calms you down, right? And also, neshalem bo schar lereshaim. Look at Rashi. Sheshotin v'smechin, they drink wine, they're reshaim, and they get very happy. And now they get lamabah here in this world, so they get their joy. That's their joy for them. Shneimar, look at quite a pasuk over here. Tnu shechar le'oved, right? Give wine to the oved. Who's the oved with an aleph over here? Rashi is le'rasha, right? Rabbi Chanin bar Papa kol she'en yayin ishbach. This is an interesting one. He says over here, Rabbi Chanin bar Papa says kol she'en yayin ishbach betoch beto kemayim eino bichlal bracha. If wine doesn't flow in your house like water, then you haven't achieved true brocha. Okay, true brocha is when the wine just flows like water. Look at Rashi Aviyah. Bichlal ha-bracha, lo yigil usuf bracha gemura. You're rich, you have plenty of assets, but your wine isn't flowing, then it's not, you haven't, you're not really accomplished. Nemar, v'rech lach mecha v'et meimecha, says they will bless your bread and your water. So he says, now, what's lechem and yayin and water? So he says, my lechem shenikach bekesef maaseh, bread you can buy with maaseh money. Because look at Rashi, it's important in this halacha, by the way. Shemutar li lekho bekesef maaseh shalim b'Yerushalayim, hakol nikach bekesef. Chutz min amayim u'melach, we learned this earlier on already in this Masechta. Right, so with maaseh shayni money, you can take it up to Yerushalayim, and you can buy any food you want in the shuk in Yerushalayim, even wine. You can basically get drunk with your maaseh shayni money. Not advisable, you can do it, halachically. Other than water and salt, that you can't buy with maaseh shayni money. I would venture to say that today, when we all drink mineral water and we're buying bottled water, that you probably can buy water with maaseh, but maybe not. I don't know. But I mean, Shas made a lot of money out of it. And the idea of the maaseh shayni money is a sapek rashvakim b'Yerushalayim. But you want to support them, you want to either bring food up for the stores or support the stores. I don't know. But yeah. So my lechem shekach maaseh bekesef maaseh, av mayim shenikach bekesef maaseh. So to the water that you can buy with maaseh shani money, what can you buy with maaseh shani? You can't buy pure water. Umay nihu yayin, v'kakarile mayim, but it's called water. Why is it called water? Because you want your wine to flow like water. Right? Inishpach bebeito kamayim ikka brocha. If your wine is flowing like wine, like water, you got brocha v'ilav lo. Okay, I'm Rabbi Lai. This is a famous quote. Write it down. Really, it's a nice to know the Makor. Right? It says, Amilai, you can tell a person by three things about him. Bekoso, the way he handles his drink. Ubekiso, the way he conducts himself with money. Ubekaso, how he is when he's angry. And that's true then as it is now. Look at Rashi over here. Bekoso, if he doesn't get aggressive when he drinks, when he drinks comfortably, if he conducts himself honorably, and doesn't get too angry. A little bit of anger is okay, right? Everything, a little bit of anger is okay, but not too angry, right? That's an answer. But I'm relaying, there's some who say even besachako, right? Not only in his anger, but also in his how he laughs. Right, even when a guy is humorous, you can tell who he really is. Okay, to how he laughs. I'm a good amrav. Right, so now we come back. Okay, we have a bit of a commercial break there. A couple of halachas from Chazal, and now we come back to Eruvin. The Gemara says, "I'm a good amrav." Yisrael v'nochi b'pnimit v'Yisrael b'chitzna. Remember a couple of halachas that we've learned in the Masechta but they'll come to play. Remember we had that machloket Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan where we said that regel hamuteret bimkoma. If you've got a panhandle type of structure. David just came on. I quoted you earlier, David. If you've got a panhandle structure, right? You've got a chatzer, there's a row, the mavoi. You know, in fact, it's actually a diagram over here. Look at it over here. You've got a situation like this. There's the Mavoi. That's the street area. Then you go into a courtyard where there's one house. And through that house, you go into another courtyard at the back where there are two houses. Okay? So now, we know that you have to make an Eruv with everybody. We also learned Talocha, we had a Machloket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. He said was, if a Goy and a Jew live together, so the Rameh said, even if it's one Goy and one Jew, you've got to make an Eruv, that you have to buy his, you have to rent his right. You can't make an Eruv with him. He can also sit on the Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, no, we need to have two Yisraelim together and one Goy before that comes to play. We also know that the fact that the guys in the backyard walk through the guys in the front onto the street and they've got a servitude, a right of way, we call it Drisat Regel, right? So the quiz, they have to have an Eruv between them as well. If they don't have an Eruv, they also. Now, we saw there's a difference between the guys in the back. If they can have an Eruv between them, and they might not usher one against the other, but if the guy in the Eruv in the front doesn't have an Eruv, then they usher on him. Remember that? Then we had the idea of Rabbi Akiva said, Regel amatir bimkomo or ser lo bimkomo. If they allowed in the back, and because they have an Eruv between them, they will usher him in the front or not. Right? That was another discussion. Those all those ideas we're going to see now all come into play now in the halacha. So here we've got a situation. Nochri, Yisrael v'Nochri. So it's one Jew and one Goy, bepnimit, in the internal courtyard. The Yisrael v'chitzona. So we could look at it as if they're two Jews now and one Goy. Or we could say, no, the back courtyard is one Jew and one Goy. The front courtyard is one Jew and they're separate. If they're separate, then according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you don't need Eruv in the back because only one versus one. If they're together, you would need Eruv in the together, correct? Because it's two and one. And then even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says when there's two Jews and a Goy, you've got to rent his place, correct? Everybody with me? Right? Okay. So Ba'amah said, if nay, Rabbi. So now Ba'amah came in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi to ask him what's going on over here. The Asar. Look at Rashi really quickly. Yisrael v'Nochri, the first narrow lines of Rashi now. Shtei chetzot zulivin mizu, v'alo leben pnimit, drisat regel, exactly like I explained. V'asar b'chitzona ad she yaskir. So the chitzona is the one on the road. The pnimit is the internal one. So there's two goyim, there's a goy and a Jew there. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said that the chitzona, the outer one, the one Jew at the end on the mavoi, he can't use his, he can't do anything until they socher from the goy. Right, from the socher from the goy. Urifnei Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia, they asked Rabbi Chia the same question. Va'asar, same story. Now, Yativ Rabba v'Rav Yosef. So now Rabba and Rav Yosef are sitting together. B'shile Pirke Rav Sheshet. Rashi says, Shile Pirke, at the end of his drosha, Rav Sheshet gave a shir. And now the three of them all sitting together at the end of the shir. V'yativ Rav Sheshet v'kama. And Rav Sheshet now is relating the story that this Shaila came to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and he asked him the kashi. Rabbi Yehuda said, Asur, went to Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said, Asur. And who told the story was Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Remember, he said that this was the case story. So Gemara said, now, come on, Amar Rav Lishmaite. When Rav said the story that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Asud, who was he paskening like? Right? Rabbi Meir. So Rav Sheshit said, it must be like Rabbi Meir. Paskening like Rabbi Meir. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Rabbi Meir, delo bayi shnei Yisraelim osrin zeal zeh. Rabbi Meir was one who said, we don't need to have two Jews in the back courtyard with the goy. It's good enough one. And the fact that there's one there is already causes problems. We have to rent the place from the goy. And now because that was they weren't never to Erev, a kosher Erev in the back, the front guy is messed up. He can't do anything. So Karchish Rabbi Rashi. Rashi says, Karchish Rabbi, yeah? Hoda Lidvar Rav. So Rabbi nodded his head and agreed with Rav Sheshet. He says, yes, makes sense. Rav Sheshet saying. And that is the halacha. It's like Rabbi Meir. So now I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef sits there in dismay and he says, what's going on here? He says, Trey Gavre Ravreve Karabanan, two great Rabbonim. Little behind Milta, they both going to make a mistake in this halacha. Yosef can't understand. Rav Sheshet thinks he's Pashat Rabbi Meir. Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yosef, with Rav Sheshet. Rav Yosef can't understand what's going on over here. He says, Ik Rabbi Meir, if the halacha is like Rabbi Meir and we have to have just one and one and we don't need to worry about two Jews and one Jew and one Yisrael is already a problem. So Lameli Yisrael v'chitzona, why mention the story to me about having a Yisrael in the outer mavoi, in the outer chatzer? Tell me the story. There's a Yisrael and a goy in the pnimi. And they wonder, and can they, and what's the story? And say, Arav says, Asher on him, he can't make an Eruv. Why? Because he never entered from the goy. Why bother telling me about the second Yisrael according to Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir doesn't need two Yisraelim. One Yisrael is enough. Remember that? Right? So now he says v'chitayim. Remember, v'chitayim means you could maybe postulate that this is the idea, but this is not the reason. V'chivin to tell you v'chitayim ma'ase shaya kachaya. That was the story. Don't boggle my mind now with the facts. Don't confuse me with the details. The story happened to be that there was also a Jew in the chatzer chitzona. But that's not the story. The story is just the pnimit. I happen to also be a Jew in the chitzona. Right? And the question asked to Rav there, or Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that story there was. So, wait a second, this can't be. Because Vahabaminami Rav himself. Now, remember, Rav was the one who taught us the story. And the verse says that Rav was once asked himself about a Pnimi Bim Komo Mahu, if it's just a case in the Pnimi of a Jew and a Goy. Right, look at Rashi. Can the Yisrael go from the one into the take from his house into the chatzer? And Rav said, no problem, mutar. So look at Rashi, Ya Alma, Lo Asar Ele Bechitzona, Sherishut Shnei Yisraelim Sholetet Ba. So he says, therefore, it appears that as far as Rabbi is concerned, the story is not the inner courtyard. The story is the outer courtyard. You can't tell me it happened to be the story there was an outer courtyard and we were actually discussing the inner courtyard. No. Because it was only in the inner courtyard with one Jew and one Goy, Rab would say Mutar. Because he passed from the Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. There's only one Jew and one Goy. We don't care about the Goy. You only start worrying about the Goy when there are two Jews there together with a Goy. And here's the problem. The problem is in the outer courtyard, in the Chitzonah. Why? Because the back Jew in the Pnimi and the outer Jew in the Chitzoni, the two of them have got rights to that Chitzoni, because the inner courtyard guy can walk through his courtyard, and the guy living there has his courtyard, and there the Goy can also walk through his courtyard. So only when you talk about the external courtyard do you have two Jews and one Goy, and there comes to play the Dino Rez Ben Yaakov that you have to socher his Rashut. If you don't rent his Rashut, you can't use the Eruv. So it can't be Rabbi Meir. Right? So he says, because otherwise Rab wouldn't have the story. Velemai, Rabbi Ezeben Yaakov. So it must be like Rabbi Ezeben Yaakov. Right? So David, if you were such Rabbi Ezeben Yaakov, but the Hamar Achi Yushte Shalim Osrin Ze Alze. But then we've got a problem as well. Because when does Rabbi Ezeben Yaakov say that this din comes to play? When each Israel would Osir one on the other. And let's think about it. The Yisrael in the Chatzer Chitzona, the one close to the Mavoi, he doesn't osir on the Yisrael in the back. Because he's got no rights in the back. It's only the Yisrael in the back that's got a servitude, a right of way over the Yisrael in the front. So in the front courtyard, all three of them have got a right. In the back courtyard, the second Yisraeli is not part and parcel of the story. So even Rabbi Ezeben Yaakov would say that in the back, right where I am, the front guy doesn't osir on me. The guy in the front, in the back, sorry, also the guy in the front, but we have to have osir ze al ze. So even in a case like this, where there are two Yisraelim, Rabbi Ezeben Yaakov would say, the goy doesn't cause me a problem. Did you get that? Right, we're going to go through that one more time. Rabbi Yaakov, when does he say that you need to have a sort out the goy situation? When they osir ze al ze. When you've got two Yisraelim living in a courtyard together, and if each one of them didn't make an Eruv, they'd cause a problem for the other. Then, if you've got a Goy living with them, then you've got a problem. The Goy now needs to be dealt with. But in this situation, they aren't Orse Ze Al Ze. The guys in the back also on the guys in the front. If he doesn't make an Eruv with them, he's in trouble. But if he doesn't make an Eruv with them, they can still carry on between them. Because he's got no rights in their chatzir. He's not a party to their chatzir. They are party to his chatzir. He's not a party to their chatzir. So we haven't got osir ze al ze. We've got osir elu al him, but not him al him. So even in a situation like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't demand Eruv. So who's the halacha like? It's not like Rabbi Meir, because we see that when it's like Rabbi Meir, Rav Paskind Mutar in a case of this situation. On the other hand, the common Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov needs that they all have to also one on the other, which seen doesn't work. So who's our lochalak? Is that clear? Is that clear what I said? Right? Okay. So Gemara says, no. What's going on over here? Hamar says, Ela Rabbi Akiva da'amar regel hamuteret b'mekuma oseret lo b'mekuma. Right? So he says, if we're going to say now, maybe it's like Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is one that said, regel hamuteret b'mekuma oseret shelo bimkoma. But then Rabbi Kiva was the one who said that the guys in the back, they're able to walk around, but they oser on the guy in the front because they haven't got an Arab with him. But he said, I don't understand. If I look at Rabbi Akiva, then why do I need the goy? Even just one Yisrael and one Yisrael would already be a problem. Right? So Namali Nochri for Yisrael Nami. So I'm Rabbi Yehuna Brad, Rabbi Yeshua. No, he gives a combination. He says, like, this is a combo deal. This. Lo'olam, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Rabbi Akiva. We add Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov together with Rabbi Akiva, and now we've got a problem. Because Rabbi Elazar says, Regil hamutar bimkoma. There, according to Kol HaDeot, there was one Jew and one Goy in the back, Chatzer, so the Jew could take his Regil, no problem, in from his house into his Chatzer, he had no problem. But now, because he wasn't an Eruv between the back and the front, so because the front guy's got an Eruv with the back guy, so now he's Oser on the front guy. And now we have Rabbi Zeb ben Yaakov, who brings the goy into play. He says, Ukrabi Akiva. Look at Rashi over here. He says like this, because Rabbi Akiva's din that says regel hamutar bimkomo oser Rachelobim komo. So now suddenly, it's each one is mutar bim komo, oser shlobim komo. So if the front guy is mutar where he is, he's oser on the back guy. And the back guy is mutar where he is, he's oser on the front guy. So now we have a din of oser ze al ze. And that's what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov wants. He wants oser ze al ze. Each one would oser on the other. They didn't make an Erev with each other. They would oser on each other if he wanted to. I'm still 100% sure why the guy in the front is also on the guy in the back, because he hasn't even got a right to go there. But so, I don't know, got to work that one out. Okay, so now so he says, so we say, what's going on over here? They made an eruv between them. And it's only because they made, and basically he's saying over here, they made an eruv between all of them. The front and the back guy had an area between them, so they could go into each other's chatzer. And the goy is there now, and that way he's a problem, because they now have got two Yisraelim with one goy. That's what's going on, yeah? If there wasn't a goy, they would be okay. That's basically what he's saying now. Okay, so now we've got a new case. Bami Rabbi Elazar, Mirav. Yisrael v'nochri b'chitzona, Yisrael b'pnimit. Now the other way around. Now we've got the Yisrael and the goy in the one closest to the chat, to the mavoy. And the Yisrael on his own right in the back. So now we've got a bit more complicated. Why? Because the Yisrael in the back has got a right to the chatzir in the front, because he's got a right of way. So now there are two Yisraelim who have a partnership in this front courtyard, and there's a goy. So yeah, it's partial that they're two and one, correct? You with me? Are you with me? Clav? All right, okay. So Hatam. Says over there, in the previous case, time of Mishum, the Shechiach, the Dairei, there, he says like this, time the Shechiach, the Dairei, the Mirtad Nochri, the Savar, Hashtat Yishav, Amali, Yishav, the Havagabach, Hacha, Hecha. Right? He says like this, maybe there, what's going to be? Remember, we said that Goyim was scared, that Jews are scared of Goyim because they kill us. So now, when the Goy and the Yisrael lived in the back, right, so maybe it would be okay. Why? Because if the goy suddenly killed the Jew, the front guy, Jew, would come to the goy and say, hey, where's your Jewish neighbor? Now, he couldn't say, what do you mean he went? What do you mean he went? If he went, he would have walked past my house. I would have seen him. Right? So therefore, that would be a common way of living. It would be a safe way of living, even though we say that a Jew normally doesn't live with a goy on his own, but when there's a Jew and a goy in the back and a goy in the front, and they have to walk past each other, so it's a be okay, because we'd be pretty normal, because the goy would be scared that they would know that he killed the Jew, because where's the Jew? He never walked past my house. But yeah, aval hacha, aminalei nafak azalei. If the back Jew came to the front Jew, a goy, and said, hey, where's your Jewish neighbor? He said, what do you want from me? He went out. The Jew wouldn't have any proof against the goy that he was lying. Why? Because he wouldn't see the Jew walking past his house, because he lived on the street. So there's less of a supervision type of control here, right? So maybe in a case like this, it wouldn't be a scenario, right? Look at Rashi over here. Demirtad Nochri. So he says, Lemirtad Nochri laharoget Yisrael hadari mo bepnimit. The Savar ati Yisrael dechitzno v'tavim. Ask him where he was. Very much in the memory. He couldn't say he went outside. I mean, he have enough, if he got, he would have gone past me. So what's the scenario over here? So it says like this. It says, because it's common like that, so therefore that's why in a situation like that, when the two live in the back, so we would say that the Eruv needs to work. Or deal mahachina mitla, maybe not, maybe the goy also be nervous over here. Why? The savar, what would he say? Hashtati Yisrael v'chazili. The Jew would come and see what was going on. Right? So he basically says, would it be the same din in both ways? We said in the back case it would be normal, and therefore there'd be an eruv. In this case, maybe not. So the girl, what's his answer to him? He says, so that when we asked the question, he said, "By me name, Rabbi Elazar, mi Rav." So Rav was asked this question by Rabbi Elazar. So he said to him, "Amale tain lechacham v'chakem od." He says, "Ki yechi dehatam asur hachinami asur." Just like it's asur for a goy to live with a Jew to live with a goy, so too here asur for a Jew to live with a goy. Okay, I'm not exactly sure why tain lechacham v'chakem od. Well, that is the answer, but that's what he says to him. So the question over here was, "Yishalu chizav yishalu mahu." In other words, could you live like that way and live like this way? I suppose if we said there was shachiach, then you could make an eruv, then chachamim would go there or not. Then if the question is as much here in actual eruv, right? Or if it is actually, if you actually ask him if he's allowed to live there, right? To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. Or if that would be called drisad regel. Now that I'm thinking about it, is the question more about eruv or is it more about being able to live? I mean, I think it's about Adin and Eruv, right? Would it be mutar to make an Eruv that way? In other words, are we saying that the living under conditions, then, to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. Rash Lakish, Tabilad, Rabbi Chanina, Iklu Lahu Pundak. So now we've got a story where Rash Lakish and Tabilad, Rabbi Chanina arrived in this Pundak. Now Rashi explains to us what a Pundak is. He says, we have a Pundak. He says, Yeshpo Chararim Tuchim Lachatzir. They've all got rooms opening to a common yard. Vachsanaim Nichnasim Bahim, and the renters go into these rooms. Osrin ze al ze b'shabbat. So basically like a motel, right? Or a hotel with a big common garden, exactly like we've seen over here, spoken about before. Basically, according to this, you arrive in a hotel, you've got a common yard, you have to make an Eruv. Eruv Chatzor, okay, today again, we've got an Eruv around the whole town. But you have to make an Eruv between them. So they arrive in this town, they go to this hotel, in the hotel, and now they're going to be there for Shabbos. V'lo have a socher, v'lo have a socher, v'haveh maskir. Now, the guys who had rented the rooms weren't there for the Shabbos, but the balabayit was there. So now, and as the balabayit's a goy, I suppose, so they've got to rent his rights from him for the Shabbos. So Amru, they said, mahu lemei garmina, can we rent from the balabayit, even though his tenant, he's rented out the room to, isn't there? So the Gemara says like this, this is what they're battling now with the question. If he isn't able to get rid of him, look at Rashi. In other words, if he's able to shorten the lease, then essentially he's the balabait, and then we can do the deal with him. But if he isn't able to shorten the lease, then the tenant is the guy who owns the place, and we got to rent from him. Right? Kiti ba'u. Right? So the question is, what do we do? We're not sure now. Can he? Can't he? Can we do the deal with the balabayit? Can we do the balabayit?
Is this a theoretical risk or a right? Or does he actually have to shorten the lease?
No, I think a theoretical right. Says, if I can shorten your lease at any given time, then you aren't really the balabayit. Then I'm the balabayit.
He doesn't have to shorten.
Then you like my guest. If a person's got a long-term lease and you can't get him out, then he's the balabait. Because even though you might own the land rights, he's got the right of use. So it's his. If a guy's basically staying there at any given time, you can say, okay, so get up and go now. And he's your guest in your house. He's paying you for being your guest. He's paying you for breathing in your air or using your water or whatever, but he's really your guest. I think that's what he's saying over here. So Kevin says the matzi. Matzi means yachol salek. Doesn't say he has to shalek, right? Kevin the Matzi Masalek Agrina. Or therefore, since he can, we should pay. Or deal mahashta mia halo salke. Or however, maybe not. Because at the end of the day, he didn't get rid of him. There's a bit of an answer to your question, David, right? He didn't get rid of him, so maybe not. So Amal Henry Shlakish said, listen, Niskor, let's rent. Let's go to the Balabait and do the deal anyhow. Look at Rashi, the Safek Divraim Nahakel. Because at the end of the day, it's a Dirabana on this. And it makes sense, we can be Makil, it's Isra Dirabana. When we get to the south, we're on our way there to our rabbis, we'll ask the question. But in the meantime, for Shabbos, let's just, Rashi is saying, you know what, let's use a bit of kop over here, Safek chacham divrei hakel. Let's go make it on this one. Rent it from the guy and move on. Atu shalu Rav Afis. They arrived at the town. They came to Rav Afis, who was their rev, and they asked him the question. Amar lehen yafeh asitem shesachartem. Well done, you did the right thing. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Asi igluh pundak. They also arrived in a pundak. The ata nochri mare de pundak b'shabta. Now on Shabbos, the owner of the pundak arrived there. Look at Rashi there. The ata nochri b'shabbos. The mi'etbol shafir matzu laruve diurin. The Yisrael have a bay. Should the nochri lo asar alayu eched elaiter. The goy wasn't there. So Erev Shabbos there was no goy there. So I thought, beautiful. We can now make it. We have to even get a goy involved in the situation, right? Even mi'etbol have a betal to bechatzir. Ki ata nochri amrei. So now the goy arrived there on Shabbos. Right, so Maul and Migabinas, what are we going to do now? Can we rent from him now? So Amru, so this is how they now are deliberating. Maul and Migabinas, Socher, isn't that Kemarev Dami? Renting from the Socher is the same as making an Eruv. So Maamarev, Mibod Yom. You have to do it from the Od Yom, you have to make Erev Shabbos. So Av Socher Mibod Yom, maybe you also got to rent the guy, Erev Shabbos, today, we can't do it today. Od Yom, Socher Kemavatri Rishut Dami. He says, maybe not. On the other hand, maybe Socher, like a Jew, forgot to make it, and we saw he can be mevatel his reshut, and he can do that on Shabbos. So maybe socher renting from a goy is like mevatel reshut. So my mevatel reshut afilu b'Shabbos. Maybe I've socher afilu b'Shabbos. Maybe can him as well. They weren't sure because the goy suddenly arrived on Shabbos, surprised them all, and ruined their eruv. So Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef Amar Niskor. He says, you know what? Let's rent. Rav Asi Amar Lo Niskor. I said, no, we can't do it. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba. Nismoch al divrei zakein v'niskor, right? He says nismoch al divrei zakein. So Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef said niskor. So and Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef said not niskor, right? So I suppose that Rav Chanina bar Yosef was the older guy over here, and they said let's listen to him, and they'll do the schir and they rented. Atu shalei Rabbi Yochanan. They came to Rabbi Yochanan to ask him what they had done, and he answered them, Yafe asitem shesachartem. Well done, you did the right thing. We're end of Aviyah.